In Alabama, some students don't have access to a school bus. State rules require bus access for families that live more than 2 miles away from school, but some students who live closer have to walk, and that can be dangerous. Kyra Miles of WBHM reports from Birmingham.
So we're going to go up here and we're going to make this left.
When it's time for school, Brittany Taylor's kids can't hop on the bus. They have to walk.
And walking up here to Hayes K-8 with two little boys.
Her kids, Brandon and Caleb, are 10 and 6, respectively. Brandon prepares to brave the temperature. It's 35 degrees today, which is basically glacial for Alabama.
Do you like walking to school?
No, not in the cold.
His little brother, Caleb, bundled in a thick coat and gloves, responded with an impressive pout. Because the Taylor family lives too close for bus service, the trio walks a mile to and from Hayes K-8 school every day. It might not seem like a lot, but it can be risky.
So this is where the 18-wheelers come and stuff. I make sure that they are on the opposite side of the trucks so where they won't get hit.
Their walk crosses train tracks and a major highway. Sometimes they have to walk through the train stalled on the tracks. And sometimes the big trucks stop to let them cross.
Yeah, but we don't take no chances with that also.
She drops her kids off at school.
Love you.
Love you too.
Taylor's able to walk with her kids every day because she's a stay-at-home mom. But other parents may not have that flexibility. She says most of the kids in her neighborhood walk by themselves. Sometimes she picks up more kids on her way home to make sure they get back safely.
When I'm out walking and I see like a kid, I even hold up traffic myself and try to let them get across.
Taylor says she has to make hard decisions. When it's raining too hard, her kids just don't go to school because she doesn't want them to get sick. Or when traffic is too busy in the mornings, they might take a little longer, making them late. The principal at Hayes K-8, Jerome Wiggins, has seen it all.
Back then, I've seen as a teacher, I've seen as an administrator, as a coach, I've seen kids get hit, I've seen kids barely missed by cars.
He says he understands the struggles parents have getting to school.
At any time, we also have parents who, if, Lord forbid, but if there is something, a shooting in their neighborhood the night before, a threat of a shooting or anything like that, parents are afraid to let their kids walk to school, so they keep them at home.
Since becoming principal last year, Wiggins said the bus issue has been at the top of his list. More buses would solve other problems, like attendance.
We have been faced with chronic absenteeism for years, and I continue to say, and I'll continue to say it until I can't say it anymore, it's not 100% the students' fault. I think buses or things like that can really, really assist not just the attendance for the paperwork here at Hayes, but students getting to school. It'll be safer for them. I think parents will be comfortable. It'll eliminate so many challenges that they face just by giving us a couple buses.
Hayes K-8 may be getting more buses sooner rather than later. That's according to the district's director of transportation, Clifford Thomas. Today, he's on a ride to assess potential bus routes.
This is what they call the Kingston community. It starts right here.
Thomas has been working with the district for 38 years, and he says the safety of students getting to school is his biggest priority. But there are barriers.
It's been gigantic task just to attract people to want to drive. And they feel like the process is takes entirely too long, and I agree.
A nationwide bus driver shortage makes a solution even harder to find. School districts in Ohio and North Carolina have canceled bus routes. In Birmingham, they currently have 125 buses, but only 108 bus drivers.
We're trying to do, we want to accommodate everybody. Right now, our main problem is not going to change anytime soon until we get some more drivers. That's been our whole enemy.
Safety for new routes is an issue too. The state allows buses to service students within the 2 mile radius, but only if the district can prove safety hazards make the transportation absolutely necessary. But if the streets are too narrow or a new bus stop is too dangerous, then it can't happen. Still, the district is trying. They're starting with the area around Hayes School and plan to add routes at other schools. Once they get approval from the state, the district says they could be up and running as early as this month, which means the journey to school won't be as big of a gamble for families like Brittany Taylor's. For Here and Now, I'm Kyra Miles in Birmingham.